Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away as week 11 begins tonight. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Every week that goes by, we say that, but it really does feel like it's flying by. Yeah. College football corner in 20 minutes as well. Actually, more like 15 minutes. Get you ready for week 12 in college football. I mean, it's November. Every game has even more significance at this point as people are playing for the playoff. And we'll get to the back page with Bo as well.
Dude, did you see this young lady from Notre Dame had 16 damn steals last night?
I did.
Like,
I did.
Was she just like in the pass lane or was she just ripping folks?
I didn't see the highlights, but I saw the box score.
Yeah, I was like, damn, 16 steals. Were they like,
you'd have to be both.
Like,
at that point,
like just
right?
Ripping folks.
Like, just locking people up, yeah, picking their pockets.
Or that full court press.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved in high school, we would go full court press.
I loved it. I loved to watch it because the school that I went to was good at it.
Yes.
But boy, is it frustrating when you're getting pressed and your team can't do anything about it.
Yes.
It's like, guys, you got to run a press break.
Let's figure this out.
You got to break the press.
Let's figure this out, guys. Stop waiting for them to set it up.
Let's get the ball in. You got to get it in.
Get the ball in and move. Yes.
That is – it's just something that, like, as higher levels go, you just don't see that. But, like, you see those crazy blowout scores. Abe was telling us some record was set in NAIA the other night. It's like 170-95 or something. You know they were pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to be.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why
night.
That's why that Arkansas team is one of my favorite teams ever.
Yeah, 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, one of my favorite teams.
And those
teams
Patino
ever.
Teams. Like, those Patino teams pick you up full court, too, in Louisville.
On. Yeah. Now, the whole slapping of the floor that Duke does, just one of the corniest things ever.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care. Because I did it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did it before I knew it was corny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it before I knew it was corny. Then right. I saw Wojo doing it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, you did it before him, probably.
Yes, I did. I'm not saying that I started it, but
you might have.
We always did it. We did. That's what we did in high school. Like, we get that crowd going down there in Pete County, that damn Anderson gym, be shaking Andy, and like, slap that boat. Come on, because it's always that one. You know how, bro, y'all know how we get, dog. When we think we play that hard defense, we got to hike them shorts up a little.
You got to hike them too long to play good defense.
Hike them shorts up a little bit. Get the palms
super,
up.
Get the palms up.
Yeah,
there's a counter to it, though. When you're on offense, if you wipe your shoes.
Yeah, you got to wipe the bottoms off.
Oh, I mean.
You wipe the bottoms off. Make sure you got that extra grip for the crossover.
Oh, yeah. But, dog.
When you're about to isolate on somebody, you're dribbling, getting the bottom, got to make sure all that dust is off.
You can't wait to play defense. When you were coming back, too, dog, you get that squat right with the shouts up a little bit.
There's nothing better in the entire world than giving that guy buckets.
Nothing.
Like the guy that is so, like, he's like, all that. Everything you just described. And then hitting that guy with a little hesitation and going. going by him.
Hey, God, help, man. What y'all doing, man? Y'all supposed to help.
Oh,
well, hell, not the way you just dug in on defense.
I thought of Gary Payton. I thought I had the glove on me out here on the perimeter. You didn't.
We didn't hike them shots up, dog, and getting that squat with the palms up like he finna do some. Sit your ass. Oh, hold on. Let me go right by you.
Yeah, see ya.
The other one that gets me.
Somebody better help this guy.
The other one that gets me is when you pick that guy up full court and he's not bringing the ball up. You're just velcroed onto him.
That's the one thing about that guy is he can't dribble.
No.
Like, he's playing deep. He might be able to rebound and set screens and stuff, but he can't dribble. He's got no coordination whatsoever.
God.
He's fouling out early in the third quarter, but no fun to play, though.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Good old high school basketball.
God, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle. Week 11 starts tonight. Falcons obviously have the Carolina Panthers on Sunday at home. A must win if there ever was one. We've been saying that for a couple weeks now, so this one must really be true. Here's Zach Robinson talking about quarterbacks with bigger arms and what that can lead to.
There's some guys that you can just get away with it, like you're saying, with a strong arm, especially throwing to your dominant hand side. You feel like, all right, I can make this throw. I can flick it out there. And that's definitely some emphasis that we have with all of our quarterbacks, doesn't matter who it is. And so getting your feet aligned to the throw, shoulder close to the target, some of the different coaching points that we always have is something that we coach up every QB that we have.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's also something that we have seen not just across NFL, college, whatever, like quarterbacks that have the famously big arms have been able to get away with it all the way up. But then you get to the NFL and things speed up.
You have
to be pinpoint accurate.
Yeah.
Can't be sloppy with your footwork.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what we were talking about in the first. He has no lack of confidence in his ability to play the quarterback position.
No.
I do believe that. But the little things, and that's the one thing I tell people, When people, they ask me sometimes, what's the difference between college and the pros? And I was just like, in the NFL, they also talk about the speed and everything like that. I was like, it's more the precision of what you have to do in the NFL because you're not open when you think you're open. You know, but see, the thing with Michael's missing open guys.
That's right.
You know, and so, but that's one of those things where that's not a lack of confidence. That's a lack of you doing the proper things to get the ball there or do what you got to, you know, and so it's something that he's going to have to continue to work on. We understand that. It is something that's going to have to be, you mentioned it earlier, it's going to have to be a habit, a pattern. You know, what word did you use?
I think because you were saying it's hard in season.
Yes.
If you've gotten into bad habits.
Right.
To get back into good ones.
Yes.
Because that's repetition.
Yes, repetition.
Habit was the word we used.
Yeah.
But that's such a off-season, throwing, I don't know how many throws you do a day when you're a quarterback, but that's such
absolutely.
A, you know.
Absolutely.
Week to week, when you're kind of default, when the pressure's coming, is to get sloppy and fling it out there, it's hard to fix that.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's also something, again, back to the quarterbacks with, like, Josh Allen was so guilty of that when he was young because he could get away with it with that.
Josh was right around 58% his first year.
Yeah, which is right where Michael is right now.
Josh was right 58%. He's right, but he worked on it.
That's right.
He worked on it and he got better. And Josh is one of those big arm quarterbacks. Josh could throw it through a damn car wash and not get away.
Yep.
Just like Michael Pittis can.
Yep.
But it was something because I knew I was like that with Josh. I didn't give up with Josh Allen, but I knew coming out of Wyoming what it was. And so his first year in the league, it was what it was.
Yeah, and second year.
Then you got the guy in.
Exactly.
And you got Dayball in, and
it helped him and all that. I know, but people, I know if you don't go through it, which Falcons fans obviously didn't go through the Josh Allen week by week early career stuff in Buffalo, you just sort of view it as, well, why can't he do it like that guy? Well, it took him 40 games to get there.
Yes.
Like it. Couple seasons
and
off seasons and coaching.
Yep.
And then he did, and now he's here, and it's you know, and he's great. He's the MVP. But it wasn't a snap of the finger.
No.
It wasn't day one.
No.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't take 40 games with Penix, because if it does, he's going to have new coaches.
Yes.
But he's only started 11 of them, so I don't know. Anyway, here's Russell Wilson, who is the backup now, unless Jackson Dart gets healthy. Anyway, talking about Jameis Winston.
Obviously, I want to play, but also, you know, Jameis has worked his butt off, you know, to give him a great opportunity. He's a guy who's played in this league for a long time, and he's one of my closest friends. I know he'll do a great job. I'm going to help him prepare the best way possible. I'll be ready to go. felt ready to go last game. You know, obviously, got us all the way down to one. You know, inch-yard line, we didn't get it. Unfortunately, we didn't go forward. You know, it's part of the game, and we thought we were going to win the game there and field goal and all that, but it didn't work out. So I know with Jameis, though, he works his butt off. Like I said, we have great dialogue. And he's a great teammate.
It's God brothers, man.
Sure.
They're brothers in the sanctuary, Andy.
And
they lead the team prayer.
I appreciate that.
They lead the team FCA, leads the team Bible study.
Who do you know chapel? In your life that is quicker to make a friend than me?
Oh, man. Well, my kids were little.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
But even I wouldn't consider someone my closest friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, months. Man. Hey, Andy, when you sitting,
we got to go through some Andy, stuff.
When you sitting down reading scriptures,
closest friends.
Hey, when you sit down and read scriptures with somebody, you become closer to them.
I got people that I read scripture with.
Not like them.
And
though.
They're close.
There's a different.
We're not that close.
That's a different person. That's a different kind of read because Jameis reads scripture like his press conference. Okay, and then Russ. So that's all it is. It's the sanctified. The sanctifiedness of the Lord that has them as close.
I'm glad that they're friends.
Me too.
I'm also glad that Jameis Winston is playing quarterback on Sunday.
Yes.
I hope he plays good, honestly.
I don't because I want to hear the bad game Jameis.
Oh, is bad game press conference Jameis better than good game press conference Jameis?
No, yes, because we're going to get some sanctified Lord, and I guess I got to go back and pray to the Lord about the turnovers or something.
I don't know. Like, wasn't it last year it snowed and he was so happy to eat the snow?
Yes,
and
his boys were out there. Yes. Yes.
I don't think it matters if he wins or loses, honestly.
Definitely going to eat some snow today.
Yeah. I think he's happy either way. Matter. All right. Anyway, week 11 kicks off tonight. You got the Patriots and the Jets. One team good, one team bad. Patriots are looking for 8 wins in a row. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, man. They're playing good, man. They're playing good. The young quarterback is playing well. They're playing well around him. They're well coached. Their defense is playing good, and the Jets are just awful, man. And the thing with this is right now is like where the Patriots are, they can lock up this damn division because they've already beat Buffalo in Buffalo. And so you go about the business of doing that, getting they're ahead of schedule. But it's really not ahead of schedule because of the fact that your quarterback's playing well, your young quarterback's playing well.
I think it's okay to say they're ahead of schedule.
But you got the right coach.
Yeah.
You got the right coach. You got the right
coach. But that's why.
You got the right coach that knows that building, knows that area, but has completely taken that 20, that 20 whatever years of Belichick culture out.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
He's got all that out in one damn year.
And brought his own thing in?
Yeah.
You got to be a strong leader.
Yes.
In order to completely change a place that had been led by such a strong leader and had so much success.
Yes.
But you also have to do that.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to win.
That's why.
You have to be.
That's why the previous coach didn't work. That's exactly why it didn't work.
Hey,
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays and the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
You were talking about Paul Feinbaum.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bomb. Apologizing and changing his tune on Gunnar Stockton and Mike Bobo. We'll let people hear that next. Bill O'Brien also getting ready to coach against Georgia Tech on Saturday. He has some nice things to say about the Hames King.
Okay. Last time we played Billy O, Billy O was hot.
No, he's – what was the guy's name? Michael was the reporter. He must not have been there for this one. Anyway, we'll get to a college football corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.